Again, thank God for every one of you, and thank you for taking time out to join us on this Dream Team prayer line. We praise God for the opportunity to expound on His Word. We thank God for His goodness and His mercy. When you and I woke this morning, we had brand new mercies. And we just thank God that He carried us all day long. He kept us covered under His precious blood. And we praise God because we've got promises that He has given us, promises to give His name praise and glory. In fact, that's what I want to talk about tonight. There are a few scriptures that I would like to read to you all. We're talking about Thanksgiving praise. Praise God. We just want to give God the glory, the honor. Sometimes we just need to take time out and remember how good He is. Instead of asking God for things all the time, but we want to thank Him for His unfailing love, His everlasting mercies. The Bible said His mercies endure through all generations. Aren't you glad about that? I praise God. Hallelujah. Even in times when we are not really even of the mindset to give God praise. There are times that we get so overwhelmed with just life itself and things that are going on. And sometimes things don't go as we plan. And we just forget. We tend to concentrate on what's going wrong as opposed to concentrate on how good God is. We can always find in any situation something to give God praise for. He says, in all things, to give Him praise. Amen. So I'm going to read a few scriptures tonight, and here's a very, very familiar passage of scripture. It's Psalm 104. And it says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. How appropriate. We're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving on tomorrow. And yeah, when they say, when we come into His presence, when you enter into the courtyards, we need to enter in with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Hallelujah. And then He says, be thankful unto Him. And bless His name. Why? Because God is constantly doing great things for us. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Every time that we are able to get up and in our right mind, we realize, you know, who we are and who God is. We realize that we still have the activities of our limbs. Sometimes the activity gets a little slow. Sometimes the limbs begin to hurt. But yet, still thank God that we are yet in the land of the living, that we are still able to recognize the presence of the Lord. So therefore, it says, give Him thanks. When you enter into the gates, give Him thanks. And then you move on into the courts and continue to be praising God. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. He's worthy to be praised. And then 1 Chronicles 16 and 34 says, give thanks to the Lord. For He is good. That's why, because God is good, and His love endures forever. Give thanks to Him. We owe the praises to God, and just to be able to recognize His goodness and His mercy and His long suffering. Hallelujah. Just we can think of times that when we sometimes not even patient with ourselves, you know, and a lot of times people want things to happen. We pray and we ask God to do this and do that. We want those answers right now. But listen, give God the praise. He's worthy. Why? Because He is good. He's good all the time. Even when you and I are in the right mindset, but God is still good. His goodness endures, think about this, forever. That's why we give Him thanks. And through Him, here's Hebrews 13 and 15, through Him, then let us continually offer up sacrifice of praise to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. It says, through Him, through Jesus, He made it possible for us to continually offer up sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. With our mouth, everything that has breath, as the scripture says, praise ye the Lord. So with the fruit of our lips, we acknowledge his name. We will bless his name. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Listen, we need to praise God as if there is no tomorrow. Praise him because of his goodness. Praise him because of his mercy. Praise him for every single breath that we're able to take. Listen, we can continue to praise God, and we would never get through praising him for every time he allows us to breathe. As something to say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. You think about it. If it wasn't for the goodness of God and allowing us to breathe his fresh air, or even breathe and realize that I am still good in the Lord. Even still, sometimes our bodies are sick and are racked with pain, but yet we're still in the land of the living to realize that my God is still good. He hears me when I call. He hears us. His name, the praise. Praise him with the fruit of our lips. Glory to God. Acknowledge his name. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, listen, and now, right now, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, our God. That's personal. Right now, Lord, I thank you. Sometimes we just need to stop in our tracks. And no matter what we're doing, could be out shopping, could be busy at work. But, you know, there are times we just reflect on his goodness and stop and says, right now, God, I give you thanks because you are still good. You are my Lord. You are my Savior. You are my deliverer. You are my peace. It's so much to praise him for. Hallelujah. It says, right now, we give you thanks, our God, and we praise your glorious name. There it is again, praising the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee have to bow. Hallelujah. Every tongue will confess that he is Lord. To the glory of God, our Father. Hallelujah. So no matter how big we think we are, or people think that they own the world, no matter how much money they might have, my God, just understand that God is good. His name is to be praised. Every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Say amen to that. And this Psalm 138, it says, I give thanks. Thanks to you, this is David talking, thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, not part of it, all my heart. And I will sing your praise before all other gods. Hallelujah. We're lifting up the name of Jesus. We acknowledge the name of Jesus. Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. In other words, I'm not ashamed for the world to know I love Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say, God, I praise you. I glorify your name, God. I worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. And then it goes on to say, I bow toward your holy temple, and I thank your name for your loyal love and faithfulness, because you have made your name and word greater than everything else. Lord, at the name of Jesus, again, every knee going to bow. At the name of Jesus, the Bible declares that demons tremble at the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Listen, we're talking about thankful, being thankful. The Bible says there is no other name given among us whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. If you just call his name Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. There is peace in the name of Jesus. There is deliverance in the name of Jesus. Though these scriptures that I'm reading tonight, each one of them pretty much says, bless his name and praise his name. Acknowledge his name. His name is glorious. His name is worthy to be praised. And then one final scripture in Psalms 107. It says, "Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good." Yes, for he is good. Not was good, but God is good every single day. Hallelujah. We know that because David said further in the Psalms 23, he says, "For his goodness and his mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Hallelujah. For God is good. He's worthy to be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. We praise God because he's good, for his steadfast love. His love endures forever. Hallelujah. Unconditional love. You know, God doesn't love us like the way men love us. Men love you as long as you love them, as long as you're doing something to please them, as long as you're doing what they like. But the minute you're contrary, the minute that you don't do what they said, the minute you don't meet expectations, then they're ready to withdraw their love. But thank God, he is not like that. He loves us even before we even loved him. The Bible says, because he loved me, he loved me. Hallelujah. When I was even thinking about the love of God, he loved me when we were yet sinners. He loves us when we were enemy against God. But the grace of God and his mercy, hallelujah, endures forever. Aren't you glad about that? And it says further, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. That's what we're talking about, thanksgiving, praise, glory to God. He says, let us sacrifice the sacrificing of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. And you know, yes, we go through different things. Many people are hurting. Many people are going through tragedies in their lives. Many people that they're experiencing, you know, sickness and family problems and domestic problems, financial problems, so many different things going on. But yet, it is saying, give him the sacrifice of praise. Yes, it's a sacrifice to give God thanksgiving at times. And sometimes we don't feel like rejoicing, but we need to rejoice in the Lord. And again, as Paul says, again, I'm going to remind you to rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because he is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We rejoice because we're able to declare his works and be able to talk about his goodness and his many, many mercies and his testimonies. Hallelujah. Listen, there is something about praising the name of Jesus. There's something very special about giving God the praise. Like David says, with my whole heart, with everything that I have, all my strength, all my mind, I give your name praise, worthy to be praised. Thanksgiving, praise. Every day should be a day of thanksgiving. Every day that the Lord allows us to wake up and realize that, thank you, Lord, we are still in the land of the living. Oh, yes, there's a lot going on in our land. There's a lot of turmoil and meanness and corrupt, but yet, through it all, God is still good. He has us. He has us in the center of his love. Praise God. I begin to think about how you know, when Peter was in the conversation there with Jesus, and he said, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me? You know," he says, "feed my sheep, feed my lamb, and do you love me, Peter?" But yet and still he knew Jesus loved, and he knew him so much so he says, "Peter, I prayed for you, because the enemy, the devourer, he desires to sift you like wheat, but that ain't going to happen because I prayed for you." Isn't that awesome? Listen, Jesus not only prayed for Peter, but he's praying, interceding for you and I even right now. Right now he's praying, he's interceding. He's on the right hand of the Father. Praise God. And he sees how his children, call unto him. He says, call unto me. I will answer, says the Lord. When we can declare his goodness, that's why we had to declare it, because he is good. He is good every single day. Glory to God, every moment of our lives. Hallelujah. He extends his unfailing love. Glory to God. Thanksgiving praise. We thank God even that we're about to enter into the day designated as Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's a blessing when families can come together, you know, and just enjoy one another. I praise God for my sister and my brother-in-law and her children and my children and grandchildren, that the Lord bless them to get here safely today. No hurt, harm, or danger. Don't you know that's a lot to praise God for? Hallelujah. Praise God that family members get to go to where their destination safely. And they told us there were so many accidents along the road, along the highway. I said, but you weren't in it. Look how good God is. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have a lot to be praising God for. So remember, when you enter into the gates, hallelujah, we ought to praise him. Remember that God has given us another opportunity. Every day that we live, we have the opportunity to give God praise. And praise him, yes, sometimes it is a sacrifice of praise. But when a sacrifice of praise comes forth, hallelujah, there we can expect that God will acknowledge that. He will receive our praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, he sees that heart. Oh, yes, he does. Hallelujah. It's not about how you sound, and not about the emotion of it, but yes, the sincerity of the thanksgiving praise. So every single day that we wake up in the morning, in the afternoon, in noonday, night, and in the evening time, said, I will bless you. Even David said, when I lay upon my bed at night, I will think of your goodness. I will praise you, Lord. Glory, glory to God. He's worthy to be praised. So I thank God for this opportunity that we had on tonight to just review just a few scriptures. It talks about how good God is and how we ought to praise his name, how his mercy is everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah, how his love is so it's unfailing. We thank God for that. And I praise God for every one of you. I'm going to praise God that you will be blessed even on as you hang up this line tonight, that you will think on his goodness. Even as you prepare your Thanksgiving dinner, or maybe you were invited out to dinner, that you would give God thanks, even every single day that we have food on our tables. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's something to praise God for. Listen, let's just pray. And we're going to give God praise. We're going to thank him. We're not asking him for anything. This is a time of thanksgiving, of a thanksgiving prayer, of thanksgiving praise. Won't you pray with me tonight? Our God, we bless your name. We glorify you. Oh, Father, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Father, you told us to enter into your gates with thanksgiving. So we're entering in tonight. Hallelujah. We're walking into the courts with praise. Hallelujah. Praise on our lips. We're praising you tonight with our whole heart. Hallelujah. Because God is in you that we live and we move and we do have our being. Glory to God. We praise you for the spirit of praise. We thank you for the freedom of praise. Father, we thank you because you said, he that the Son sets free, we are free indeed. So, Father, we walk in freedom tonight. We bless you for salvation. Jesus, because you died, we have a right. We have a right to the tree of life. Hallelujah. We have the gift of love, the gift of life, the gift of peace, the gift of joy. Father, we come to praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Father, you have given us everything as the scriptures says, pertaining to life, Hallelujah. And pertaining to godliness. Glory to God. We know that we can do all things through you, through Christ, who you constantly give us strength. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord, for right now, right where we are. We praise you, Lord, because this is the day that you have made. God, for therefore we rejoice and we're glorifying you. We thank you, Lord, that all of our needs are met and supplied according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that our bodies are healed. Hallelujah. Our souls are saved. We are delivered. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, your Holy Spirit, that leads and guides us and directs us and leads us into all truth, that takes of yours, takes of your knowledge, takes of your promises, takes of your wisdom, and then you share it with us. Father, we thank you, Lord, because we're endowed with your power. We're endowed with your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for your peace, not like the world gives, but you have given us your peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you for peace in our mind, for peace in our spirit, for peace in our home, peace on our job, peace in the marketplace, peace, God, even in our community, Lord. Peace, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, in our nation. We thank you, Father, for giving us peace tonight, for surrounding us with the power of love tonight. There is no greater love than your love tonight. So therefore, we give you tonight the sacrifice of praise. We're thanking you for food on our tables, clothes on our back. Hallelujah. Shelter over our head. Glory to God. We have a job to go to. God, you provide for us. Hallelujah. Never, God, have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. So, Father, we praise you, God, because we are blessed. We are Abraham's seed. Glory to God. The promises that you have given, you said that we promises that will be passed down to all generations. All the families will be blessed. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us, God, to be part of the family of God, for drawing us, for the Holy Spirit that draws us in, for the Holy Spirit that draws us closer to you, that God, we can look to the hills from which comes our help. Every bit of our help, it comes from you. We thank you, Lord, that you don't slumber, you don't sleep. You preserve us. Preserve us going out. Preserve us coming back in. Preserve us standing up, and preserve when we sit down. Glory to God. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. We thank you that we are blessed people tonight, God. We bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Father, we thank you for our families. We thank you for this time of Thanksgiving. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our loved ones. We thank you for our church families. We thank you, Lord, for the relationships, for the people that you allowed in our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation of our children. We thank you for salvation of our loved ones. Hallelujah. God, we decree and we declare that we will finish out this year strong. We'll be stronger in you, Lord. God, you told us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. God, our expectations, they're coming from you. God, we expect to finish this year stronger. We expect to be more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Because you loved us. Because your name is powerful. Your name is above every name. There is no greater name. There is no greater love than you, Lord. And we bless you for this opportunity to praise your name. We thank you for this opportunity to give your name praise. You are so worthy. You're so worthy of the praise. You're so worthy, God. And we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you in the morning. We bless you in the noonday. And God, even in the evening time, we will bless your name. You said that men should lift up holy hands and give you praise. Hallelujah. So we praise you. And we glorify your name. God, we thank you, Lord, that we offer this prayer of thanksgiving, that we offer the praise. Our heart offers this thanksgiving unto you because you are so worthy. You are so good. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. Goodness and mercy continues to follow us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy, the Lord, that your joy is our strength. We can make it. We can stand, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the armor of the Lord, your armor that we equipped ourselves with. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. We can do all things. Hallelujah. What your word says that we are, we are. What your word says that we can do, we can do it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for direction. We thank you, Father, for your guidance. We thank you that we can acknowledge you in all of our ways, for you will direct our path. So we love you, Lord. We love you, Father, and we thank you, Lord. Lord God. God, we bless you, Lord, even on tomorrow. God, and we thank you, Lord, that we'll come together. We will bless you for the food that you have given us. We thank you for even for to be able to prepare and enjoy you and enjoy our families, enjoy one another. We thank you for peace. Our nation right now, God, oh my God, we thank you for peace. We thank you right now, Father, hallelujah, that we can come together in love and give you praise. Oh, Father, we bless you for this opportunity that we had on this Dream Team prayer line. We bless you for that. And amen, hallelujah. On this line, let's praise God. Let's give God the praise, the thanksgiving praise. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Somebody said Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. You are worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise God. Hallelujah. Again, thank God for this opportunity. Thank God for this word, his word tonight. Thank God that he reminded us of being thankful unto him. Glory to God of thanksgiving praise. Hallelujah. He's good. He's good. So I wish that you all have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, a prosperous Thanksgiving, that you enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, enjoy your time that we have to fellowship one with the other. Hallelujah, knowing that the goodness of God, he is the one has provided for us. He is our Jehovah Jireh. He is the one that gives us good things. The Bible said he will satisfy our mouth with good things. I don't know about you, but I believe in God that he's going to bless us. He's already satisfied my mouth. I've already had a slice of cake already. I even had a slice of coconut custard pie. I mean, I'm praising God. Hallelujah. We're rejoicing in him. Hallelujah. So we just praise God. I'm thankful for the children, the family, right where we are, giving God the praise. And I thank God for every one of you. I pray that you enjoy yourself tomorrow. Love on somebody. Let God know how much you love him in giving God the praise. And we look forward to seeing you all on Sunday at the Peterswood Baptist Church. Hallelujah. We do have the not church school, but it's prayer. Prayer that starts at 10:30, so we're praising God for that, and then we'll go on to worship at 11 o'clock, and we praise God. We still have parking praise and in-person worship. We pray them one for the other. Pray for your brothers and your sisters in the Lord. Hallelujah. We know and we expect to be blessed and give God the praise. So with that said, I love you all. I know Pastor Boldy loves you. And we just give God the praise for you. Be blessed. Enjoy yourselves and give God the praise. Happy Thanksgiving. And happy, I will say, good night. God bless you.
Good night and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and good night.
Good night.
Tuesday night she come on. I thought I'm done with it sitting there now. Watching Tuesday, because I could have been watching him.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. That's what I saw.